Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
I'm Matt Salee, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Capital Advisors. Last week started off rough as oil broke $40 Monday and continued to leak Tuesday. By Wednesday, things turned for the better with a huge 3.3 million barrel gasoline inventory draw reported by the DOE. This is one of the biggest summer draws over the last 5 years. This strength continued through the end of the week, pushing crude just positive for the week, up 0.5%. Meanwhile, MLPs and the S&P Energy Index were flat and E&Ps gained 1.3%. Shifting to earnings, last week was like the Summer Olympics of MLP reporting, with the heavy hitters posting quarterly updates. Starting with Monday night, Williams put out what was arguably the most widely anticipated update of the reporting season. Analysts across the country were burning the midnight oil, pouring through information to determine how to trade the names. Based off Tuesday's trading, the resounding answer was buy them, as the market liked the decision to hold the MLP distribution steady while cutting the GP and using the retained cash to buy $1.7 billion of WPZ equity by the end of 2017. This, combined with the expected sale of their Canadian operations for over $1 billion and other equity issuances, should solve the funding gap for WPZ through the 2016-17 investment period. Per management, both the LP and the GP expect to begin growing their payouts beginning in 2018. These actions allow the combined entity to reduce leverage over time and support their investment-grade credit rating. Next up, Magellan reported Tuesday with solid quarterly results, putting up 1.2 times coverage of its recently announced 82-cent distribution level, which was up 11% over last year. The strong quarter was underpinned by great refined product volumes, up 4% from last year, combined with higher tariffs from last year's PPI escalator. Unfortunately, the crude pipes didn't share this good fortune. As new assets have come into service and spreads have narrowed below transport costs, volumes have been moving toward minimum volume commitment levels, a trend the company thinks will hold for the near term. Bigger picture, reflecting the pluses and minuses, management reiterated their previous DCF guidance for 2016 and their 2016 and 2017 growth targets of 10% and 8%, respectively. Continuing with the Tulsa theme, One Oak reported Tuesday night with an inline quarter that showed 1.1 times coverage at the LP and 1.3 times coverage at the GP. They've produced nice year-over-year growth in cash flow from increasing volumes and margins. Volume growth has come from investment, less ethane rejection, and reduced flaring, while margins have seen a significant bump following a number of contract conversions in the Bakken. While Energy Transfer didn't actually release earnings until Wednesday, Kelsey was apparently anxious, and the news started flowing out of Dallas Tuesday night. First, Energy Transfer filed an 8-K announcing additional IDR waivers, averaging $103 million per quarter through 2017, to go along with existing IDR waivers of $33 million per quarter, also ending at the end of 2017. Next, they announced the closing of $2.5 billion of project financing for the Dakota Access Pipeline with partners Sunoco Logistics and Phillips 66, which provides the remaining capital needed for this project. And last but not least, ETP announced that it and Sunoco have reached an agreement to sell its a 36.75% interest in the Bakken Pipeline project for $2 billion to Enbridge Energy Partners and Marathon Petroleum. This project includes the previously mentioned Dakota Access Pipeline and the Energy Transfer crude oil pipeline. By the time earnings came out Wednesday night, the thunder was gone. Results came in as expected, and their new build projects are on time and even ahead of schedule in some cases. Rounding out the big caps for the week, Plains announced a relatively quiet quarter after the simplification news came out a couple weeks ago. Results beat expectations, and guidance was reiterated for the year. The beat was driven by stronger transportation and storage margins on inline volumes. We also had a very busy week of earnings for our E&P holdings. In the Permian, we had another week of production beats with impressive prints from Concho, Diamondback, Cimarex, Laredo, and Parsley. In most cases, these names are increasing full-year production guidance, seeing success increasing EURs and lowering production costs. In the Eagle Ford, Carrizo broke the trend of volume declines in the basin and beat production expectations, increasing year-over-year and raising full-year guidance. EOG is operating with a different strategy and focused on capital efficiency and completion intensity over growth. As a result, they posted volume declines year-over-year, but did come in towards the upper end of guidance for the quarter. The capital efficiency focus is looking like it will pay off going forward, as the company has guided that at $50 oil, it believes it can grow oil production at a 10% compound annual growth rate from 2017 through 2020 while living within cash flow. Meanwhile, in the Bakken, production volumes are a different story, where Continental followed Whiting's trend from last week and reported production volumes down 10% year over year. Offsetting this was a bullish SCOOP stack update, where acreage was further delineated and their type curve increased. Speaking of the SCOOP stack, news was generally positive, with Newfield beating on higher production and raising full-year guidance while increasing their EUR, and Devon posted positive results from a downspacing test in the field. Finally, on the gas side, the week included reports from Antero, Rice, and Gulfport in the Marcellus Utica. The theme here continues to be year-over-year production growth, albeit at a slower pace. However, both Rice and Gulfport beat expectations for the quarter. Quickly finishing up on other news, Transocean announced an agreement to acquire Transocean Partners for 1.1427 rig shares per rig P unit in an all-equity transaction anticipated to close Q4 of 2016. Newfield announced agreements to sell its Eagle Ford and conventional production assets in Texas for a total of $390 million. These assets currently produce 12,700 barrels per day, which is 35% oil. Plains and Phillips 66 formed a joint venture to own and operate a crude pipeline, bringing crude from various fields in the MidCon to Cushing, Oklahoma. Plains will contribute a 55-mile pipeline and 200,000 barrels of storage, while PSX contributes $50 million in cash. Well, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.